It's time now for the Dilnort Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Dilnort Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Dilnort Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Dilnort Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Dilnort Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
It's a season of ebb and flow, and no one knows the feeling more than the Dilnort Lady Warriors. As tonight, they are on the road at McKinleyville High to take on the Panthers in this Big Five matchup. Good evening, Warrior fans. I'm John Horner, and welcome to another broadcast of Warrior Basketball on 97.9 FM and on DilnortSports.com. Here we are in the Big Five matchup, and the gym is quiet as a mouse. That's right. The continued COVID protocol means tonight's contest will be without fans of any kind. The 6-10 Warriors are looking to carry some momentum into tonight's matchup after an impressive victory Friday night at home, where the Warriors knocked off the Arcata Tigers by a final score of 58-54. On a night that the Warriors celebrated the victories like it was a championship, Coach Clifton was encouraged by the way his team was rallied around each other through the tough past 2 weeks. As for the 5-6 Panthers, to say it's still early for them is an understatement, as the Panthers have only played 11 games in the last 2 months and continue to learn as they go through the pandemic time. With all this being said, it's a Big Five showdown here in McKinleyville High, and these squads are looking to make some noise in the Big Five with a win tonight. Tip-off is less than 7 minutes away. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Dilnort Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Dilnort Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Dilnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Dilnort Warrior Games online at DilnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Dilnort Warriors.
Dilnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Dilnort Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Dilnort Warrior Games online at DilnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show as the Dilnort Warriors are on the road here in McKinleyville High School facing off against the Panthers. I would like to thank all the Warrior fans for tuning in to Dilnort Warrior Basketball, and a shout out to all the Warrior alumni around the country following the Warriors on DilnortSports.com. Great news for the younger teams tonight. As earlier in freshman action, Dilnort improved to 15-0 with a 54-22 shellacking of the Panthers. The Warriors were led by Malia Jackson. She had 13. And just so noted, they did have two losses earlier in the season, one against the Dilnort JV team and another JV team in another tournament. So they did have two losses, both against JV squads, though. So they did improve on the freshman record to 15-0 tonight in their game. In JV action, the Warriors improved to 14-3 with a 48-41 victory over the Panthers. The Warriors were led by Jacqueline Gorbett. She had 16 points. Both the freshman and JV squad went undefeated through the first round of the Big Five, both posting 4-0 records. As for this varsity matchup tonight, Coach Clifton states he hopes his squad can take all the positive energy from Friday night's win against Arcata to tonight's road game. Coach feels his squad is getting better every day now that their COVID wave is over for the most part. Alyssa McCovey still out tonight, only Warrior out for Coach Clifton. As for the McKinleyville Panthers, Coach Jacob Cheeks, in his second year, the abbreviated year last year was COVID, but this will be his first full season. Excited to be playing on his home court for the first time since early December. Coach said his squad's basketball IQ has been a great asset as they have been able to execute game plans and understand what he is looking to do in each matchup. Coach said he must find a way to match the always tough, intense style of basketball the Warriors bring. Last night in boys action, Delnor Warriors held court at home as they defeated McKinleyville 47-38. Zepeda led the Warriors with 11 points and a great job by him. Adrell Horton continued to be impressive on both ends of the floor. He had 10, while Connor Price had 9 points, including 3 three-pointers. So the Warriors did a great job at home holding court against the McKinleyville Panthers. The boys improved to 3-1 in conference play, 12-4 overall as they head into tomorrow's contest at Jay Willard Gymnasium against the Eureka Loggers. Loggers are 1-2, 7-10 overall, but always tough to play down in Eureka. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineup. Starting lineup for both squads. Starters are brought to you by DelnorSports.com. With schedules, results, and podcasts, check out DelnorSports.com. And starting for your McKinleyville Panthers will be number 3, the junior, Kim Lewis. Number 5, junior, Cameron Pennard. Number 21, junior, Morgan Stuff. Number 22, Catherine Tinney. She's a junior. And number 24, the freshman, Gabby Watson. And starting for the Delnor Warriors will be senior, Julia Harris. We will start sophomore, Kimora McCovey. Junior, number 20, Gianna Taylor. Sophomore, Anissa Batiga. And sophomore, guard, Lily Nunez, number 2. Getting ready to tip off this game. Warriors in their road blacks, Panthers in their whites. Jumping the ball will be Julia Harris against Catherine Tinney. And here we go, folks. Big Five conference action right now. Basketball on the in line here, so they got to pick that up out of the way. And for a great game tonight, we're down here courtside at McKinleyville Panthers Gym. Close to the action here, so we're going to try to get as much noise going around here as we can. Tip's going to go to the Panthers, and Lewis is going to have it. Over to Pennard, the Warriors are going to be in a man-to-man defense. Around the perimeter, the Panthers go. Shot from the corner by Pennard goes up, no good. Rebound by the Warriors. As Harris comes down with it and gets it out to Nunez. Good defensive possession for the Warriors to start. Looks like a man-to-man, no, a 2-3 defense by the McKinleyville Panthers. Nunez has it on top. She's going to go corner to Gigi. Taylor gets it back out on top to Nunez, back to Taylor. Driving baseline. Tried to hand it off to Harris. The ball stolen. Great job by the junior Stubbs coming up with the steal. Panthers quickly back the other way. Give and go. We're going to have a travel call as they hit Stubbs breaking down the middle of the lane, but she's going to get called for the travel. Turnover for McKinleyville. It's going to be Warrior ball. It's going to be full court pressure. 2-2-1 press by the Panthers. Taylor will inbound the ball. They'll let him get it in right in the middle. Nunez has it. Nunez right side to Batiga. Back to Nunez. Left side to Kimora. So Nunez breaks double team across midcourt. Dribble drive for the basket, kicks it out. Ball's going to be stolen. Shift around, knocked around, picked up by Lewis. She's out in transition against Taylor. Dribble drive, scoop shot, nice shot. Panthers take a 2-0 lead as Kim Lewis gets the first points of the ball game for the Panthers. Inbounded to Nunez, over to Anissa. Pachiga back to Nunez. Lots of pressure by the Warriors. We're going to have a foul on the freshman. Gabby Watson's going to pick it up. About a 5'10 freshman. Very lanky. Long arms, man. Tough to get by as she leads the way in the press. The Panthers pull off the press after the foul. Nunez across midcourt, left side to Anissa. Pachiga, 2-3 zone by the Panthers. Kind of got the Warriors stymied right now as Nunez turns it over. Lewis quickly back the other way off the turnover. Back underneath, great look. Gets it inside to Stubbs. She's fouled. Good ball movement for the Panthers, and Stubbs will go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Kimora McCobie, number 21. And to the line is going to be Stubbs. One team foul on each team now. First free throw is good. 3-0 your score. On your Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. The junior puts up the second free throw, front rim, no good. Rebounded by Anissa. Pachiga across midcourt. Pachiga up on top to Nunez. Nunez dribble drive, kicks it right side to Taylor. Back out to Nunez, trying to dribble through the zone. Anissa driving baseline, pulls it back out. Loses the handle, it's going to be a turnover. Uncharacteristic turnover by Pachiga on the perimeter as she dribbled it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Warriors. Lewis back across midcourt. Warriors also in a 2-3 zone. Both teams matching zones here, but they did a great job getting underneath the Stubbs. Stubbs picked up by Harris, kicks it back out to Lewis. Back underneath the Stubbs. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Breaks by the double team. Scoop shot goes up, partially blocked, picked up by Stubbs. Out to Lewis. Lewis with the ball out on top. Great block by Stubbs as Nunez tried to get to the rack on the other end. Underneath the Stubbs, guarded by Harris, kicks it out to Lewis. Lewis throws the ball corner, and they'll reset back out on top with Tinney. Tinney over to Watson, two on the shot clock. Shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Harris. Warriors are coming out in transition with Taylor with the ball down the right side. Throws it back out on top. Shot from the wings up. Anissa Pachiga stays hot. Knocks down a three ball from the left wing. High score. 3-3 your score. Anissa had some great looks last Friday against the Tigers that catapulted this Warrior team. They tried to get underneath the Stubbs, went through her legs, and Taylor picks it up. Taylor's out in transition, dribble drive. She went to spin, and she's going to get fouled. Tried to spin around Watson. And we're going to have a foul on the ground. So it's going to be on the ball foul. We're going to inbound underneath. Foul's going to go against Tinney. As Lily Wilson will come in the ballgame for Julia. And Nunez will inbound the ball underneath. Nunez is going to get it into Anissa. Anissa will reset back out on top to Nunez. Left side to Taylor. Fires the three from the wing. No good. Rebound's going to go. Lewis and Pachiga fighting for it. Lewis on the ground. It's going to be a scrum. Lewis is going to end up with it. Dribbles it off her foot. Ball's loose on the ground underneath. It was like a fumbled ball that nobody could hold on to. And after all said and done, it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Del Norte. The ball worked its way all the way down the floor with nobody having possession. So the Warriors got it on possession. They inbound the ball, full court pressure by the Panthers. Nunez has it. Over to Kimora. Back to Nunez. Under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Tie ball game, 3-3 your score. Nunez over to Pachiga. Back to Nunez from the corner. Over to Kimora. Back to Anissa. Stagnant as there's 5 seconds left for the shot clock. Anissa fires the three, knocks it down from 20 feet. Shot clock expired. She had to fire one, and she knocked it down. 2 threes for Anissa, and the Warriors up 6-3. Good defensive effort for the Warriors. Shot goes up by the freshman. She knocks it down right back at Gaddis. Gabby Watson, the freshman, 6-6 your score. Nunez with the ball. Breaking across the double team, gets it to Anissa. Anissa breaks the double team. We're going to have a foul. Blocking foul on Lewis, it looks like. It'll be the third team foul. Foul's actually going to go, I believe, against number 5. We're going to see, yes, number 5. That's Cameron Pennard. As Brooklyn comes in, Anissa will take a break with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. 30-second timeout by Coach Cheek, and that'll give us a chance to say hello to some of our legendary Sportscasters Club members, including our title sponsor, our scoreboard brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital has been serving you in this community with care. And your halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for the Wild Rivers Adventure. And H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambrose WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. So 6-6 your score off the hot shooting hand of Anissa Batiga. As she's got 2 3-pointers, and we got a tie score, 6-6 your score. 3 team fouls against McKinleyville. That'll be interesting to watch as they're pressuring and trapping full court. Nunez will get it into Carter. Back to Nunez, and they'll reset out on top. 2-3 zone, extend it out beyond the 3-point line. Hand off to Taylor. Get past to Carter. Back to Taylor. Taylor will fire the 3. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Great job by Wilson on the glass. Cleans up the mess and knocks down the bucket. 8-6 your scores. Lewis comes across midcourt. Dribble drive. Kicks it right side. Into the ball game number 12. That's Bria Ferreira in the ball game for the Panthers. Reset back on the top. Ferreira kicks it corner to Lewis. Lewis fires the 3. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson hands it off to Nunez. She's pushing the pace in transition. Out to Carter. The freshman up with the shot, knocks it down. The 5-footer goes. Back-to-back buckets for the Warriors. 10-6 your score. 2:15 left here in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 4. Lewis across midcourt. Still 2-3 zone by the Warriors. Ball fake by Stubbs. Sorry, that was by Kenny. Gets it underneath. Foul's going to go against Carter, I believe. Going to the line is going to be Catherine Tinney, the junior, number 22. Too hard dribble. Spin off the back rim, no good. Anissa coming back in the ball game as Carter will come out. 2:05 left, 1 minute break for Anissa, and now taking a break will be Taylor. 2 dribbles, up with the second free throw. It's good. 10-7 your score with the made free throw. Kimora gets the ball into Nunez. Is Nunez going to come across midcourt? No pressure. Man-to-man, nope, still a 2-3. Went to throw the ball corner to Nunez. She wasn't looking. And it's going to be a turnover by the Warriors. 1:50 left here in the first quarter. 10-7 your score. Panthers bringing the ball up the floor. Lewis, left side to Ferreira. Underneath, scoop shot goes up by the Panthers. No good. Rebound back up. We're going to have a foul on the Warriors as Cameron Pennard went up. Foul's going to go against Kimora McCovey. McCovey will pick up her first foul. As Cameron Pennard went to the line, this is the first free throw. Kimora comes out, Young comes in. Two hard dribbles. Up with the second one, knocks it down. 10-8 your score, 1:40 left here in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 2. Full court pressure pulled off by McKinleyville. as Nunez comes across midcourt. Nunez corner to Anissa, back to Nunez. Dribble drive, 15-footer on the way. No good, rebounded by Stubbs. Stubbs gets it out to Lewis, and she'll slowly bring it across midcourt. Every possession matters for both squads here, as they're definitely valuing each possession. After turnovers from the get-go, the Warriors, both teams have settled down a little bit. Stubbs, backside, ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Nunez. Nunez dribble drive by one. Goes up with the shot, no good. We're going to have a foul on the ball. Great look by Nunez. She'll go shoot two. Foul's going to go against number five, I believe. Cameron Pinard picks up her second with a minute left here in the first quarter. Nunez's first free throw, no good. Nunez struggled from the line so far. She's 56% from the line. As she doesn't use much legs, she flicks it with her wrist. It hasn't been too consistent for her yet this year. Second free throw on the way, back rim. Slides it in. Great look for Nunez. Warriors back up by three. 11-8 your score, under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Lewis slowly coming across midcourt, over to Ferreira, underneath, getting it to Tinney. Back to Lewis, back to Ferreira. Ferreira up with the shot from 10 foot, knocks it down. Nice look right there by the senior, Bria. 1 point lead for the Warriors, 11-10, under 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Anissa back to Nunez. Out on top. Ball goes corner to Anissa, dribble drive, floater up. No good, picked up by Young, knocks it down. Great backside rebound by Catherine. She gets the bucket, 15 seconds left. Warriors lead by three. Right side underneath to Tinney. I'm sorry, Stubbs. Stubbs goes up, misses. Harris gets the rebound. Nunez will push the pace with less than five to play. 15-foot jumper by Nunez up, and she gets fouled. I love the camaraderie by these teams, as the first person to Nunez was Anissa Batiga, rooting on her teammate. 1 second left, and Nunez will go to the line to shoot two. Foul went against. No. Yes, Pinard picked up her third foul here in the first quarter. First free throw's good for the Warriors. 14-10 your score. As it looks like Pinard's going to stay in the ballgame. Question on who the foul was against. They're going to talk about it. As if Pinard picked up her, the junior starting guard, could have picked up her third foul here. The foul did not go against Pinard. It's going to go against Fisher in the ballgame. She just checked into the ballgame. And they tried to give her the foul. They were trying to see who they were going to give the foul to. They thought it wasn't against Pinard. And they tried to change who they were going to give the foul to, and they gave it to the girl that was just entered into the ballgame with Coach Clifton. They're going to keep it on number five. Pinard's going to get the third foul. Foul's going to go to Pinard. And Coach is going to keep Pinard in the ballgame here with 1 second left. Nunez is at the line to shoot here. She knocked down her first one. Second one on the way. It's also good. 15-10 your score. 1 second left. Lewis is going to inbound. And that's going to be the end of the fourth quarter. A little crazy ending to that quarter. But at the end of one, the Delaware Warriors lead the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 15-10. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Game online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Anissa Batiga with 6 points, 2 3-pointers. Yeah, they're in the first quarter as the Warriors have taken a 15-10 lead into the second quarter. The Panthers will inbound to start the quarter. Warriors lead by 5. Ferreira with the ball on the left wing. Ferreira guarded by Batiga. Batiga gets it down low over to Stubbs. Stubbs goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Young. Young comes up with the rebound. Great big rebound by Catherine. Out to Nunez, pushing the pace in transition. Up with the layup, no good. Rebound's going to go to the Panthers. Lewis will slow it down, coming across midcourt. Over to Ferreira. Ferreira, three-point shot on the way, no good. Picked up by Anissa. Anissa out in transition. Dribble drive. Looking backside, tries to get it to Harris. Goes all the way back to midcourt. Taylor tracks it down. Taylor, dribble drive, kicks it to Nunez. Three-point shot on the way, knocks it down. Lily Nunez with a three-point basket. Warriors lead by 8. 18-10 your score. Just another gear this Warriors team has had the last two games. Ball goes right side to Fisher. Corner. Three ball goes up. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Lewis on the backside. Back out on top is Osborne. Osborne tries to throw it out to Fisher. She tracks it down. Sloppy passing by the Panthers. 15 on the shot clock as Lewis resets on top. Right side to Osborne. Back out on top to Ferreira. Underneath the stuff. Ball fake. Lewis, 15-foot jumper off the side of the backboard. No good. Picked up by Harris. And they'll reset it to Nunez, slowly coming across midcourt. Great defensive possession for the Warriors there. 18-10, still your score. Nunez getting the pick from Catherine. Right side to Taylor. Dribble drive baseline. Pulls it back out. Nothing there. Back out to Nunez. She'll dribble drive and kick. Taylor will fire the three from the wing. In and out. No good. Picked up by Nunez. She'll put it back up and knocks it in. Great big rebound by Nunez. Middle of the key. Puts it back up. And the Warriors have extended the lead out to 10. Timeout by Coach Jacob Cheek as he's going to try to get his home team back in it. Some more of your legendary Sportscasters Club members include Ambrose WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets, need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Taking a look at the Big Five Conference Girls standings. Eureka's 3-0. Eureka was upset by the little 4 leader last night down in the Cream City as the Eureka Loggers fell to the Ferndale Wildcat. But Eureka Loggers are 3-0 in conference play, 13-7 overall. McKinleyville in sole second place with a 1-0 record, 5-6 overall. Fortuna 1-2, the Warriors 1-2, and Arcata 0-2. Lewis will come across midcourt with 5:40 left here in the first half. Lewis, right side to Ferreira. Skip pass. Over to Fisher. Back to Lewis. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor kicks it over to Nunez. They're going to value this possession. Warriors have done much better of taking care of the ball here in the second quarter. Nunez getting the pick from Catherine. Dribble drive. 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebound loose on the ground. Picked up by Young. It's going to be a jump ball. Good hustle play by Catherine as they were fighting over the ball underneath and she dove on it. possession arrow is going to go to the Warriors. Coming back in the ballgame for the Panthers will be the freshman, Gabby Watson. And Ferreira will come out. Nunez will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Backside to Catherine. Oh, she picks it up. She loses the handle. Catherine wants that one back as she cut open on the inbound play. Just couldn't handle the ball. Jump ball, possession arrow to McKinleyville. Lewis will bring the ball across midcourt. 2-3 zone by the Warriors. Right side over to Osborne. Osborne guarded by Anissa out on top. Goes high post to Tenney. Tenney kicks it back outside. Dribble drive by Lewis. Underneath to Tenney. They'll reset with 10 on the shot clock. Left wing. Tenney will fire the three. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. And I thought Taylor came up with it. We're going to have a jump ball once again. As Tatum Fisher, the freshman, the other freshman on the McKinleyville squad, jumped in there and tied up Taylor. Possession arrow this time to the Warriors as Young comes out and McCobie comes in. McCobie gets it in to Batiga and she'll hand it back to Nunez. Lily across midcourt guarded by Lewis. Kim Lewis, the junior. I don't think she's come out of the ballgame. She's got a motor on her. She's given Nunez all she can handle. Dribble drive right side to Gigi. Taylor over to Batiga. Anissa back out on top to Taylor, right side to Nunez. Firing the three from the left wing, nothing but net. She's loving it with a smile on her face. Warriors up by 13. 23-10 your score. Panthers unable to score yet here in the second quarter. All around the perimeter, dribble drive. Tenney up, air ball. Picked up by Taylor. Another big rebound by Taylor. Kick it back to Nunez. Slowly coming across. .349 left here in the first quarter. Taylor with the ball on top. Dribble drive over to Anissa. Firing the three on the way. No good. Rebound by Lewis. She'll push it back the other way. One on two drive. Tries to get it to Watson. No good. Turnover. Back the other way is Nunez. Nunez, spin move up with the shot. Beautiful spin move by Nunez. She got the bucket. 25-10 your score. The Warriors have opened up a 15-point lead here in McKinleyville. Lewis across midcourt, left side to Watson. Back out on top to Osborne as the Warriors have stepped up the intensity defensively. Underneath to the freshman, Wilson will pick up the foul. Got it to the high post. Tatum Fisher with the ball. And she kind of ran into Wilson. Wilson's going to get calls for the block there. Franz comes in. Wilson will come out. The Warriors have four or five bigs that all provide different aspects of the game that all do a fantastic job in the minutes they're in. So Kiki Franz in the ballgame now, post playing the post. Got it to Stubbs and gave up a layup. Stubbs got an easy bucket on the left wing. First bucket of the quarter for McKinleyville, and they trail by 13. 25-12, your score. Gigi Taylor kicks it out to Anissa. She'll fire the three. Air ball backside, ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be tracked down by Anissa. Anissa gets her own rebound. Lewis is going to knock it out of her hands from behind. It'll be Warrior ball with 23 on the shot clock. And with that ball going out of bounds, Coach Clifton calls the timeout. He's going to take a full timeout, and that gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscaster Squad members, including Cazadores Mexican Restaurant. For real, authentic Mexican food, make your choice, Cazadores Mexican Restaurant on North Press Drive. Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing matters. Downward Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Well, next for the Lady Warriors will be Friday night at home, TuneIn Gymnasium, as they will take on the Eureka Loggers. Fans, there's been a lot of talk with meetings. AD had meetings today, superintendents on Monday. I think there's going to be a modified spectators rule coming out soon. whether it'll be this week or the beginning of next week, it might look something like what we saw in the spring basketball season, where there'll be a limited amount of spectators, but families hopefully will be back in the stands cheering on their kids like high school sports are supposed to be. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and the first thing we know, me or Mr. John Pritchard will bring you that update and let you know. Warriors are going to inbounds, get it into Nunez. Nunez gets it into Harris. Over to Carter in the ball game. They'll reset to Nunez with 15 on the shot clock. Over to Taylor. Taylor dribble drives. Up with the 10-footer. Knocks it down. Nice look by Taylor. 27-12, your score. Warriors lead by 15. Lewis across midcourt. Lewis dribble drive, kick out to the freshman Fisher. Over to Watson, corner to Lewis. Ball fake. One step in, shot no good. Rebounded by Franz. Franz will slow it down to Nunez, walking it across midcourt. 27-12, your score. Warriors lead by 15 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Carter fires a three from the left wing, no good, picked up by Lewis. Not a bad look by the freshman, just couldn't get it to fall. Lewis over to Fisher, underneath to Stubbs. Stubbs. We're going to have a foul as bodies were flying. Foul's going to go against Harris. Underneath, foul on the ground. As Watson will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Panthers got it. Watson gets it into Stubbs. She goes up. No good. Rebounded. She gets her own rebound over Harris. Stubbs is just working harder than Harris was. Hard work underneath. Harris will pick up the first second. Stubbs will go to the line to shoot free throws. That was 1 of 2 from the line so far. Make that 2 of 3 as she knocks down the first free throw. 27-13, your score, 14-point lead for the Warriors. Wilson looking to check in. Second free throw also good as Wilson will come in for Harris. 27-14, your score. Warriors lead by 13. 1:29 left here in the first half. Special halftime guest coming up, Malia Jackson, the freshman, leading scorer for the freshman team, will be joining me on the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. You don't want to miss it, folks. Very well spoken. As Taylor knocks down a 15-footer, and the Warriors lead 29-14. Nice drive off the pick by Taylor. They get underneath to Tinney. Tinney's going to fire up. She's going to get called for the travel as Wilson pulled the chair from under her. Denise will come back in. Franz will come out. The Warriors have gone small. Four guards set with Wilson in the ballgame. Nunez, Taylor, Carter, and Batiga. Four guards set with under a minute to play here in the quarter. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Fisher will guard Taylor out top. She'll get the pick from Wilson. Dribble drive. Left side, Carter. Carter fires the three, no good. Picked up by Nunez. She'll put it back up, no good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be off Wilson, out of bounds. 33 seconds left. 3 second differential from shot to game clock as Lewis comes across midcourt. Lewis, left wing, dribble drive. Kicks it right side to Fisher. Back to Lewis, back to Fisher, on top to Watson. Left side to Tinney. Guarded out on top. 2-3 zone still by the Warriors. They get a high post to Stubbs. She's going to put it up. She's going to miss. Picked up by the freshman Watson and puts it back up and in. Another bucket for the Panthers. Warriors lead by 13. 3 seconds left. Taylor's got it. She's going to fire the 25-footer. Front rim, no good. So at halftime, your Del Norte Warriors lead 29-16. Going into halftime, our Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report will be here in just a moment. As I said, Malia Jackson, the freshman, will be coming and joining us on our halftime report. So going in the halftime, it's 29-16 your score. We'll be back here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chowell Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
I want to be
I want to be
I want
to be,
want to be
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here in McKinleyville High School, where the Del Norte Varsity Girls are leading the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 29-16. And joining me here on the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report is Malia Jackson. Yeah, I said it right, didn't I?
Yes.
Is that right? I have to, like, phonetically put it out here, right, so I make sure I don't mess it up. Congratulations on a great win tonight. And it seems like I had to get you in here because every time I give a report of the freshman team, you're one of the leading scorers. You've done a fantastic job facilitating the team and doing a good job all the way around, all the whole squad. They all work well together. That's why you guys are 15-0. What's it like to be on a team that shares the ball so much and is so not selfish?
As we pass the ball around, we see more open opportunities, and we take the chance to score.
So when we talk about, like, when it comes to freshman basketball, a lot of times you see a lot of heads down and dribbling, but you guys seem to have a good basketball IQ. Does that come from middle school basketball, competing in tournaments, or how do you guys get to where you are at 15-0?
Most of us play travel ball, so we've learned that it's more competitive there. So you had to learn to keep your head up and see open players.
So with the JV team also, you suited up for them tonight. They are, I believe, 14-3 overall. Both of you guys are 4-0 in league play. What's it like to be 4-0, first round through the HDN, to be able to win those kind of games?
It feels good. We worked hard for all those wins.
I think for you guys to go and play on the road, we are on the road in Eureka.
Yes.
You're on the road in Fortuna.
Yes.
McKinleyville, what do you think is the hardest gym to play in besides?
Probably Fortuna. It's really big for no reason, and it's kind of hard to see the lines.
I think the hardest thing about Fortuna is being a field house like it is, the dimension kind of thing. And
yeah.
Jay Willard Gymnasium is kind of the same way. It's super big, mm-hmm. so it seems like the rims are kind of out away from everything.
Yeah.
So, taking a look, you were at the boys' game last night.
Yes.
Stretch, you were able to watch a little bit of that. What a great job by the Del Norte Warriors as they defeated the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 47-38. Edwin Zepeda's leading the way. What do you like to, when you see the Del Norte boys play, what do you like to see?
When I see the boys play, they always take it to the hoop, and they're aggressive with the ball every time.
Edwin Zepeda kind of leads the way when it comes to scoring. Very aggressive going to the basket. Adrell Horton, I mean, you might have known, I didn't know, but the kid came out of nowhere this year and has done a great job. What makes him such a special player when it comes to the HDN?
When he goes up for the ball, he goes up with a strong, and he also sees the open players, too, because he's analyzing the court.
I think Adrell does a great job. Two hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go up with two hands. A lot of players these days going up with one hand.
Yeah.
But for you to see that as they're going up with two hands is a great observation. And then let's talk a little bit about the COVID situation with losing players, having players, no practice, having practice. How hard has that been as an athlete going through these times in high school?
It's been tough because you don't know who's going to be there for the next game because you might plan a certain play for that person to get a point and they get out with COVID or they have to quarantine.
And even more frustrating in the aspect of you have a game plan against a team who you want to stop and they might not even be playing that game. So, and I heard Coach Clifton, he actually had a walkthrough practice in the parking lot in Fortuna. It's got to be tough. How's practice has been? Do you guys practice all together with COVID like this, or have you had as many practices as you would in the regular season?
We practice every day except on game days, and they're usually two-hour practices. And we go over plays mostly, and we just try and defeat our opponents.
Well, you take a look at the varsity team. Half of them are underclassmen. You've got a JV and freshman squad, both at 4-0 in league play. The future is promising for Del Norte, and the freshman and sophomore classes, bar none, are some of the best basketball in the HDN, and hats goes off to a lot of you girls that put in the time and dedication. So as Warrior fans, we thank you for all the dedication you guys put in. 2 minutes and 45 seconds left before we start this second half. Warriors lead 29-16. What are the keys to the second half for the Warriors trying to stay on top of this team?
They need to start. They're taking it to the hoop, and they're being strong with it, but they just need to make sure and finish because most of the fouls are not getting called on our side, and it's making it difficult for us to score.
Absolutely. When you're on the road in the HDN, a lot of times you don't get those fouls in the paint, mm-hmm. so it's important that we take it aggressively to the basket. What on the McKinleyville side, if you're their coach, what do they got to do to get back into this ball game against the Warriors?
They need to pass the ball faster because I've seen like open players and they hold the ball like for like 3 seconds and then they're already covered because they're running a swing and that person's cutting and they're wide open on the third pass. If they make it quick passes, they should have open shots more.
Great point, because if a team's in a 2-3 zone, like the Warriors have played the most first mm-hmm. half, if you can't get that team out of the first out of the zone in the first half, most likely it's because you're not moving the ball fast enough. And I think that you're right. Because every time you hold the ball in a wing, the defense gets a chance to reset.
Yeah.
So fantastic job. I can have you up anytime. You're more than welcome. Hi, Eugene Hamlet, Halftime Report. You can come up as a guest anytime during the girls' game. So hopefully I get to speak to you maybe next time.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us, and good luck Friday. We'll be back at Tunin Gymnasium, right?
Yes.
Against the Eureka Loggers. How did you guys fare? I forget the final score last time. Was that your closest match or no?
It was kind of close because they only had 5 players, and so the fouls that they were doing were not getting called because they couldn't have anyone to sub out.
Well, Malia, thank you very much for joining us, and thanks for sticking around. I know you're on your way back home to get to school tomorrow.
Yes.
So good job. Thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you.
So about a minute left here before we start the second half. Your Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report was brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet where they have hot drinks, cold snacks. It's cold drinks and hot snacks. It is everything you want, everything you need it. And in fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. The McKinleyville Panthers will start the second half with the ball. The Warriors were led by Nunez in the first half as she had 13 points of the Warriors' 29. Great interview by Malia Jackson, the freshman. Great basketball IQ, like I said, through all of the teams here for Del Norte when it comes to the girls' side. Panthers got the first possession. They get it underneath to Lewis. She's going to throw it off Harris's foot. Out of bounds, it's going to be Panther ball. Super important, the Warriors' first 4 minutes here on the road in McKinleyville. Don't let the Panthers get back in there. Pass low post to Timmy. Timmy goes up and knocks it down. 29-18 your score. Warriors lead by 11. Lewis will pick up Nunez at midcourt. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers to start the third quarter. Young pick for Nunez. Dribble drive up. No good. Loose ball picked up by Harris. Harris goes back up. No good. She's going to get the rebound again. Kicks it out to Fatiga. Back out to Taylor. Reset. Right side to Nunez. Over to Batiga. She'll pull it back out on top, get the pick from Young. Pass corner to Taylor. Dribble drive up, no good. Rebound by Young, back up. Catherine Young, backside rebound again, gets her fourth point of the night. 31-18 your score. Lewis across midcourt, 2-3 zone still by the Warriors. Scoop shot by Lewis, no good. Rebound by Stubbs. She's going to get fouled going up. As Stubbs works harder than anybody underneath. Harris picks up her third. Stubbs goes to the line. She's 3 of 4 from the line. Front rim, no good. Make that 3 of 5. Just underway here in the third quarter, 6:45 left. 31-18, your score on the Southern Coast Hospital scoreboard. And it'll stay 31-18 as she misses the second one. Loose ball, though. We're going to have a loose ball foul against the Warriors. Foul's going to go against Batiga. She'll pick up the foul, and the Panthers will end their inbounds underneath. Gets it into Stubbs, back to Watson, out on top. Stolen by Nunez. Nunez against Lewis. Layup up. No good. Rebound by Pinard. She's back in the ballgame. Dribble drive by Harris. No good with the layup. Rebounded by Harris. Warriors out in transition. Batiga. Dribble drive. Thought about it. Kicks it back out. Reball from the wing. Taylor. No good. Rebounded by Stubbs. A little quicker pace here in the third quarter for the Panthers. Lewis quickly comes back the other way. Gives it to Tenney. Right side to Watson. Underneath to Tenney. Nice look. Tenney to Stubbs underneath. Another bucket. Panthers cut the lead to 11. 31-20 your score. Good ball movement by the Panthers on that possession. Nunez gets a pick from Young. We're going to have a foul off the ball. Catherine's going to get called for the offensive foul. She came up to set a pick on for Nunez. Catherine picks up her first foul. Lewis across midcourt. Right side to Pinard. Pinard limited action in the first half as she picked up three quick. Stubbs over to Lewis. Dribble drive. Lewis, middle key. No good. Long rebound to Watson. Back out to Tenney. Underneath to Stubbs. Back out to Watson. 23 on the shot clock. Tries to get underneath. Bounces out to Watson. Over to Lewis. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound. Going to go out of bounds. It's going to be McKinleyville ball. As Harris is battling underneath, as Tenney and Stubbs are giving everything she can handle. This is definitely the biggest squad in the Big Five besides the Warriors. So our posts are definitely battling underneath. Kenny, dribble drive to the basket. Up, she gets it to go all the way around the rim. 9-point lead for the Warriors, 31-22. Nunez, dribble drive on Lewis, kicks it out to Anissa. Dribble drive over back to Nunez. Not much cohesiveness right now. Nunez will fire the three from the top of the key. No good, out of bounds. Not a great possession for the Warriors, as the Warriors are going to have to find a way to break the man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Got the Warriors stymied a bit right now. McKinleyville trails by 9, and Lewis is across midcourt with the ball. Lewis, left side to Pennard, underneath to Stubbs. Stubbs looks for Kenny, backside. Shot goes up, blocked, no good. Back to Stubbs up. Multiple looks as the Warriors are getting owned on the blast. Foul's going to go against the Warriors, going to put Stubbs to the line as Taylor picks up the foul. Stubbs lived at the line tonight. She misses that one. 31-22 your score on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Second free throw, good. Down to an 8-point game. Nunez across midcourt, guarded by Lewis. Man-to-man defense still by the Warriors, by the Panthers. Left side to Fatiga. Underneath to Harris. Harris up with the shot, no good. Rebound's going to go to Stubbs. Big rebound by the Panthers. Lewis is going to push the face back the other way. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Easy look. Coach Clifton has saw enough as the home team has cut the lead to 6. Lewis knocks down the bucket. So with 3:45 left here in the third quarter, your score is 31-25 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Gives a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Delmar Off-Fly. Customer service, you should expect that. Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the works car wash across from Fred Meyer. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services. Tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. And Morjohn's Parts and Services. For one-on-one service and support with a winning edge, see the team at Morjohn Parts and Services. Econutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. Take a look at the foul situation across the board here, as Cameron Pennard is the only one in foul trouble for McKinleyville. She has 3. As for Del Nord, McCoby has 2, and Julia Harris has 3. The Warriors here in the third quarter have been outscored by 9-2. 7-point advantage here in the third quarter as they fired back into this ballgame, only trailing by 6. Warriors will inbound the ball. No pressure from McKinleyville as they're going to stick to their man-to-man defense here. Coming across midcourt is Nunez. Nunez guarded by Lewis out on top. 3:35 left here in the third quarter. Nunez right side to Fatiga. Looking for the pick underneath. Ball's going to be passed on top to Taylor. Taylor gets the pick from Young. Dribble drive, pass to Anissa. Anissa dribbles it off her foot and it's a turnover. Out to Lewis. Lewis is out in transition. Shot blocked by Taylor, picked up by Nunez. Nunez over to Taylor, over to Wilson. Wilson out to Taylor. Great job by Taylor getting the block on the transition look by Lewis. Taylor is slowly bringing it across midcourt. 10 on the shot clock. Make that 5 on the shot clock. 15-footer on the way by Taylor, no good. Rebound going to go out of bounds off Wilson. Sub comes in. Carter comes in. Anissa goes out. 6-point lead for the Warriors. Lewis across midcourt. Lewis, high post to Stubbs. Stubbs kicks it back out to Tenney. Back to Stubbs on the low post. Shot goes up. We're going to have two shots. If Stubbs will go back to the line, she aggressively went to the basket. Foul's going to go against Wilson. Sorry, 20. Foul's going to go against Taylor. That's fantastic. Not sure how that one happened, but we're going to go with it. Taylor picks up her second. Stubbs knocks down the... This is the first free throw. Knocks down the second. 31-27 your score. 4-point lead. Sorry, she made them both. 31-27 your score. Taylor with the ball across midcourt. Getting trapped out on top. Ball goes left side to Carter. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. Not, ooh, almost got it to fall. She'll shoot two. The 8-foot jumper couldn't fall, wouldn't fall. A cramped situation for Lewis as they're trying to stretch out that calf. You have a break in the action as they tend to Lewis at midcourt. Chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members with 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Including Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener and you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Chalwo Benz and Hartwick, good luck Warriors from Team CBH and the local and their local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. And Chimneycraft, working for you since 1992. Chimneycraft has been trying to keep you warm and happy. Affordable Tow. Affordable Tow is the way to go for expert windshield replacement. 464-6464. Take a look at the boys' action in Big 5 conference action. Arcata Tigers are 3-1 in conference play. Del Norte 3-1. McKinleyville 2-1. Eureka 1-2. And Fortuna 0-4. As the Warriors will be on the road tomorrow night. The boys will be at J. Willer Gymnasium taking on the Eureka Loggers. Mr. John Pritchett will have live game action for you tomorrow night. As the Warriors will try to improve on their 3-1 and 12-4 record. We're going to take a quick break in the action. They're still tending to Lewis on midcourt. So we're going to take a break in the action here. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
The Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week has some technical difficulties. We'll be back as soon as we can with the game in progress.
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I've lived in Southern California for over 30 years. And in that time, I've seen many fires from our home as they raged through the mountains above Malibu. After a recent fire, I received an email from a firefighter friend telling me about the 10 standard firefighting orders he learned in fire school. And order number 5 says, have an escape route. You know, that's a good idea for everyone, but it is especially good for those of us who, either permanently or temporarily, must move more slowly. Not only have a planned escape route, but also practice it once in a while, so there are no surprises on the occasion that you have to evacuate quickly. Perhaps it means you must move to the first floor of your home or residence to avoid steps. Hey, I've put other suggestions on disabilitycampaign.org. Let's stay safe, because it's a smart way to live when you've got to move slowly.
Welcome back to McKinleyville High School as they've just picked up and moved Kim Lewis off the floor. Unclear if it's a cramped situation or a pulled calf muscle, but they've got her off the floor and they're tending to her on the sideline. So we'll continue with the ball game here. 2-11 here in the third quarter. Could be a big loss for the Panthers here as Lewis has done it all on the floor tonight. Carter's at the line to shoot two free throws. First free throw's in and out, no good. So the Warrior lead will remain at 4, 31-27. As the freshman Brooklyn Carter shoots the second one, she makes it. Extends the lead out to 5. Now the freshman Watson will bring the ball up the floor. Gabby Watson, the 5'10 freshman, gets a 2 steps. She's going to get called for the travel as she caught it at the high post trying to get to the basket without dribbling. Turnover for the Panthers. And the Warriors are going to come across midcourt. Picking up the duties will be Ferreira guarding Nunez out on top. Bria Ferreira, the senior, will guard her. Underneath two, Wilson, ball stolen, picked up by Nunez. Loose ball was picked up. We're going to have a dribble drive by Taylor, but she's going to step out of bounds. Turnover by the Warriors. As Watson will bring the crawl ball across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. A 1-3-1 defense now by the Warriors. Leaves an open shot for Tinney in the corner, gets it no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. Nice look for Tinney in the corner, just couldn't get it to fall, the junior. Warriors still lead by 5 with 1:30 left here in the third quarter. As Ferreira gets it into Tinney, shot goes up, no good, rebounded by Taylor. Taylor rips it away and is out in transition. Out to Carter. The freshman gets an easy look on the backside. Great look by Taylor. Warriors extend the lead back out to 7 as Watson comes across midcourt. Left side, Tinney, another 3 shot on the way. Air ball. Watson saves it, kicks it out to Pinard. Pinard fires a 3, no good. Ferreira comes up with it. Great look by Ferreira. Rhea gets the bucket on 2 offensive rebounds by the Panthers. Leads back down to 5. Nunez, right side to Carter. Carter looking for the post, finds Wilson high post. Back out to Carter. On top to Taylor. Dribble handoff to Nunez with 5 on the shot clock. Getting the pick from Cat. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against 22. I think that's Tinney. Tinney's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be 3 team fouls against McKinleyville. A new fresh shot clock as Carter has it out on top. Dribble handoff to Nunez. Nunez getting the pick from Young. Back. Tried to get it to Young. Went off her hand. If there's any part of Catherine Young's game that she needs to work on, it's catching the ball on the entry pass. Because that one went off her hands and out of bounds also. Turnover by the Warriors as Ferreira comes across midcourt. Shot goes up, top of the key, no good. Loose ball picked up by Nunez. Nunez out in transition. 2-on-2 break. She's going to take it to the rack. And we're going to have a travel call on Nunez. Travel, 0.9 seconds left. Shot goes up from Ferreira from half court. No good. So the third quarter ends with the Warriors leading by 5. 34-29 your score. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the fourth and final stanza here in McKinleyville High School. where the Delmar Warriors hold on to a 34-29 lead, 5-point lead for the Warriors heading into the fourth quarter. Nunez will inbound the ball into Taylor, man-to-man defense by the Panthers to start the fourth quarter. Kamora McCovey and Harris are going to be your posts in the ball game. Taylor, dribble drive, gets a pick from McCovey. Up, looks for Harris on the backside, ball's knocked away. Taylor gets his ball back. Taylor, 3-point shot from the wing. No good. Rebounded by Pinard. Pinard's out in transition. Dribble drive kick to Tinney. Back out on top to Stubbs. Stolen by Anissa. Bottega over to Nunez. Nunez will pull it back out on top. Value the possession. Nunez out on top, guarded by Ferreira. As Lewis has not come back in the ballgame. She's trying to stretch out her calf over there. Unclear if she's going to come back in. Travel call against the Warriors. 34-29 your score. Watson with the ball. Across midcourt. Right side to Pinard. Double team by the Panthers. Looking for the backside. Gets it to Stubbs. Stubbs up with the shot. No good. Rebounded by Nunez. Nunez will slow it down as she got the rebound. Guarded by Ferreira. Ferreira's not going to pick up till midcourt. Across midcourt. Kamora out to set the pick. Dribble drive by Nunez. Out to Bottega. Back out to Nunez. Nunez, dribble drive, jump stop. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Watson. Panthers quickly coming back the other way, trailing by 5. 6:30 left here in the ballgame. Warriors still leading by 5. High post to Stubbs. Back out to Watson. On top to Kenny. Back to Stubbs. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by the Panthers, though. 10 on the shot clock. Underneath the Stubbs. Dribble drive to the basket, no good. Stubbs comes up with the rebound. It's going to be off her foot. But once again, Stubbs owning the glass. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor by Coach Jacob Cheek. And that'll give us a chance to say some hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members. 6:10 left here in the ballgame, 34-29 your score. Some of your Sportscaster Club members include Affordable Tow. Affordable Tow is the way to go for expert windshield replacements, 464-6464. Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services, Crescent City and Brookings. Lisa McCowan, State Farm Agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances, behind Dutch Bros in Brookings. And coming soon to Crescent City. So how do we get to this point? At halftime, the Warriors led by 13, 29-16. After three, the Warriors only led by 5, as they were outscored in the third quarter by the Panthers, 13-5. Warriors yet, neither team yet to score here in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes in, as there's been a couple turnovers and a couple missed shots. Coach Chief called the timeout there to get his team refocused to see if they can make a push here at the end of the ballgame. 6 minutes left. Nunez slowly coming up the floor with the ball guarded by Ferreira. Lewis still out of the ballgame, leading point guard, junior point guard for McKinleyville. Lewis made everything happen on the offensive end. As Nunez tries to get underneath to Harris, does. Shot goes up and we're going to have a foul. Nunez could not get it to fall as the Warriors went real big when they have Wilson and Harris both in the ballgame. Foul's going to go against Stubbs. Stubbs is going to pick up her first foul. Harris goes to the line to shoot. Harris' first free throw is good. She's a 25% free throw shooter. Couldn't tell by that one, as that was a great look on the free throw. Leads out to 6, 35-29, second free throw back rim, and falls in. 36-29, Warriors lead by 7. Ferreira across midcourt. Ferreira, dribble drive, high post to Stubbs. Tinney, Watson, low post to Stubbs. Back out to Ferreira, back to Stubbs. Everything goes around Stubbs in the middle of the key. As Stubbs lives in the key. Shot goes up from the wing and she knocks it down. 3-point basket, 36-32. 4-point lead. Big shot there by the Panthers. Anissa with the ball. Looking for high post. We're going to have a 5-second call against on the ball. It's going to be a turnover by the Warriors. Ferreira with the ball across midcourt. Left side, almost stolen by Kimura, picked up by Pinard. Over to Ferreira in the corner, underneath to Stubbs. Stubbs going to go up with a shot. Nice post move against Harris. We're down to a 2-point ball game, 36-34. As the Warriors have got to find another gear here. Nunez, dribble drive, jump stop, shot goes up. She knocks it down. Nunez with the 14-footer and fouled. Going to the line to try to complete the good old-fashioned 3-point play. 4-point lead for the Warriors. Nunez at the line to try to get the 3-point play. Nunez, 56% free throw shooter. Free throws up, no good. Long rebound's going to go to Watson. Loose on the ground, picked up by Stubbs out to Ferreira. Ferreira left side to Timmy. Warriors lead by 4. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound by the Panthers. Kennard's going to get the bucket and fouled as they've owned the glass. As Harris is going to get called for the foul. Harris's fourth foul, 4:25 left here in the ballgame. Kennard has a chance to make this a 1-point ballgame with the free throw. Free throw's up, knocks it down. 1-point lead for the Warriors. 38-37, your score. Nunez across midcourt. Guarded by Ferreira, over to Taylor. Taylor will pull it back out on top and get the pick for McCovey. Pretty stagnant here for the Warriors. They got to get a look. Taylor fires the 15-footer. No good. Long rebound to Pinard. Panthers quickly back the other way. Dribble drive. Up with the shot. Knocks it down. Lead. First lead before the Panthers. 39-38 your score. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. Dribble drive. 15-footer on the way again. She's fouled and almost knocks it down, but she'll go back to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against. Looks like it went against Ferreira. First free throw is good for Nunez. High ball game, 39-39 your score. Ferreira will take a break as the other freshman comes in the ballgame, Tatum Fisher, number 11. Harris will take a break as Catherine Youngs comes back in the ballgame. Nunez, second free throws up, front rim, no good. Still, score remains tied. Under 4 minutes to play, tie ball game here at McKinleyville High. Kenny with the ball, double teamed out on the perimeter, ball stolen. We're going to have a foul. Foul and a technical foul against Kimura McCovey as she slams the ball to the floor. We're going to be looking at a 1-1 and a 2-shot, possible 4 free throws, as shooting the free throws will be Tinney. Tinney will shoot 1-1 right now here to start with. High ball game, 39-39 your score. Composure will be huge down the stretch here as she misses the front end, and she will stay there to shoot 2 for the technical. McCovey picks up the blocking foul and the technical foul. She misses the second one also. 1 free throw left here for Tinney, the junior. Free throw on the way. Front rim knocks it down. The McKinleyville Panthers have the lead. 40-39 your score as they will now inbound the ball at midcourt. Into Pinard. 2-3 zone still by the Warriors. Watson will shoot the 3 from the wing. No good. Long rebound two off McCovey. It's going to be Panther ball. New shot clock, 28 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound another throw basket. Watson inbounds into Tinney. Tinney fires a shot. No good. Off the top of the backboard, it's going to be Warrior ball. 40-39 your score. Coming back to the ball game will be Ferreira. After a quick break, she comes in, and Fisher will come out. Your score, 30 on the shot clock. They reset it. Change of possession, obviously. Nunez will bring a ball across midcourt with 3:20 left here in the ball game. 1 point lead for the Panthers. Nunez gets the pick from McCovey. Dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound's going to go to the Panthers, though. Stubbs comes up with another rebound. Kenny will bring it across midcourt. Under 3 minutes to play. Panthers lead by one. Token defense by the Warriors right now. Loose ball picked up by Tinney underneath. Ball's loose on the ground. It'll be out of bounds. Warrior ball. As Young knocked it away from Tinney. And it went off Tinney's foot. 2:45 left. Delnor trails by one. Another possession here for the Warriors. As Nunez comes across midcourt, guarded by Ferreira. Looking for the pick from McCovey. Dribble drive. Underneath to Young. Great job. Great look by Nunez. And Young gets her third basket of the game. Warriors lead by one. 41-40 your score. Ferreira across midcourt. Left side to Tinney. Good defense out top by Nunez. Kicks it back out on top to Watson. Right side to Ferreira. Stubs to the basket. She's going to get it and the bucket. As the Warriors have no answers, Catherine Young tried to guard her underneath. Foul's going to go against Catherine Young. Stubbs gets a two-point basket and a chance for a three-point play. Back into the game with 2 minutes left is going to be Lewis. Now, exited the game earlier in the third quarter. Stretch it out and thinks she can go right now. She's going to give it a go. Missed the free throw. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by the Panthers. Another missed opportunity for the Warriors. They cannot get a rebound. Watson with the ball. Underneath to Stubbs. Back out to Tinney. Fires the three ball. Knocks it down. Big shot by the junior, and the Panthers lead by four. Nunez with the ball with a minute 45 left. Dribble, handoff, Anissa, back to Nunez. Out to Taylor, three-point shot from the wing. No good, rebounded by Taylor, back out. I'm sorry, rebounded by Young, back out to Taylor. Over to Anissa, dribble drive, shot goes up. She's going to be fouled. The Seagull will go to the line to shoot two. As she limps on that knee. Nice, strong drive by Anissa. Exactly what the Warriors needed right there. Very gingerly on that left knee, though. Three fouls now on Tinney. First free throw good. Cuts the lead to three. As Lewis comes back out, as she tried to give it a go, but it's not going to go. Fisher comes back in the ballgame. The freshman. Second free throw around the rim and good. Down to a two-point ball game. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton. Folks, we got ourselves a ball game here. 1:24 left here in the ball game. 45 Panthers, 43 Warriors. Foul situation, the Warriors, 9 fouls. Next foul against the Warriors will put the Panthers in double bonus. 6 fouls against the Panthers. The next foul against the Panthers will put the Warriors in bonus. So we'll be shooting free throws on fouls from here on out. Foul situation for both squads is we have 4 fouls against Cameron Pinard, 3 fouls against Ferreira, Catherine Tinney has 3 fouls, And on the Warrior side, you have Harris with 4, Catherine Young with 2, Taylor with 2, and Kamora McCovey with 2. Next broadcast for KPOD will be tomorrow night. As John Pritchett will be on the road at Jay Willard Gymnasium as the Delmore boys will be taking on the Eureka Loggers. And then Friday night back at home at Tunin Gymnasium, the Delmore Warriors will try to avenge their 40-point loss in Jay Willard's earlier this season when the Warriors were at half staff, half crew. Look to redeem themselves Friday night. Panthers across midcourt leading by 2, minute 15 left here in the ballgame. Warriors high post to Stubbs, 10-footer on the way, partially blocked, ball's knocked away, picked up by Fisher, left side to Watson. Looks underneath, gets it to Stubbs, back out to Tenney. Both teams willing themselves here. Shot goes up, rebounded by Nunez. Jump ball situation, it's Panthers ball. 56 seconds left. 45-43, your score. Shot definitely hit the rim. Coach Clifton's arguing that it didn't. Twenty-nine seconds on the shot clock. Possession arrows for the Panthers. The Warriors will get the next one. Watson will inbound underneath their own basket. Gets it out to Tenney. Guarded by Bottega. Underneath to Stubbs. Back out on top to Bernard, right side to Watson. Good ball movement by the Panthers. 15 on the shot clock. 30-second differential shot clock to game clock. Underneath to Stubbs. Back out on top as they use the clock here. 8 seconds left. Tenney tries to get underneath the Stubbs. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up by Anissa. 1 second differential. Warriors trail by 2. 25 seconds left. Time out on the floor. Coach Clifton gets it. 30-second timeout. 25.1. I would say the shot clock's turned off. It's basically 25.1 and 25 on the shot clock. Coach Clifton with the timeout. Question will be, will he wait and will he take the last one here or will he go to the basket and get one? Both teams in bonus situation. The Panthers will be in double bonus on the next Delmore foul. McKinleyville will put the Warriors in the single bonus on their next foul. The important thing right here is going to be watching the pick and roll. Make sure you do it correctly. Don't get called for the offensive foul. Attack the rim. The question will be, will we attack it off the get-go, or will we wait and run about 15 off this clock? We'll soon find out as Taylor will inbound the ball. Looks like the Panthers are going to be in man-to-man defense. Nunez getting a pick from Young. Dribble drive. She'll get the ball. She throws it away. Turnover by the Warriors. Going to have a foul situation. Ball's loose. It's going to be Panthers ball with 13 seconds left as Anissa tried to get in there and steal it or foul. Warriors are going to have to foul in this situation. Ball gets thrown in. Foul's going to go against Nunez. They'll send Pinard to the line. Free throws will be huge here. 11 seconds left. Pinard goes to the line to shoot. She's 2 of 3 from the line so far. The junior's up with the first free throw. She makes it. Makes it a 3-point ball game, which makes this a very important free throw here. Wilson comes in. Harris comes out. 46-43 your score. The junior can make it a 2-possession game here with this free throw. Box out. Get rebounds here. Second free throw on the way, no good, rebounded by Young, out to Taylor. Taylor across midcourt, she's going to go all the way to the rack and up. She's going to get fouled with 4.9 seconds left. She got fouled going to the basket. Taylor will go to the line to shoot 2 with 4.9 seconds left, trailing by 3. Kayla, three hard dribbles. First free throw's up, and it's good. Nothing but net. Timeout, Coach Clifton. Two-point ball game, 46-44, your score, 4.9 seconds left. The question remains here, does Taylor miss the free throw and hope for the Warriors' rebound? Or do you make the free throw and then foul immediately and we'll go to back the other way? We'll see 46-44, both teams in bonus. I think the timeout was made because I think they're going to want Taylor to try to miss this one and get the rebound. But the Warriors have not won the rebounding battle, as Stubbs and Penny, along with Watson, have owned the rebound. Taylor and Wilson will be the post down below to try to battle this one. Taylor up, gets the ball. Four hard dribbles, shot goes up. Front rim, no good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be White ball. 2.7 seconds left. Harris comes in. Young comes out. Harris is going to guard the inbound. 6-4 Harris. Ball gets into Tinney. We have a foul as Taylor took a second to foul, and that's going to about do it. 0.1 second left. The Warriors are going to fall in this game to the home team Panthers. Led majority of the game. Panthers came back in the last 3 minutes, took the lead, and did not relinquish it. 46-44 your score as Tinney goes the line to shoot two with 0.1 seconds left. First free throw's no good. McKinleyville will go to 2-0 in conference play, and the Warriors will fall to 1-3. As Coach Clifton is talking to the official. Second free throw's on its way. Second free throw's up, no good, and there's the buzzer. And the Delnor Warriors fall to the McKinleyville Panthers by a final score of 46-44. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnor Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Game online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Delnor Warriors.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Game online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Delnor Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the postgame show here at McKinleyville High School, where just moments ago the Delnor Warriors fell to the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 46-44 in a game where the Warriors led by 13 at the half. led by 5-3, but we're outscored by 5, 10-15 in the fourth quarter by the Panthers, and they ended up falling 46-44. The Warriors were led by Lily Nunez. She had 16, followed by Anissa Batiga. She had 8. Gianna Taylor had 5, and Catherine Young, 6 points also for the Warriors. And the McKinleyville Panthers were led by Morgan Stubbs, not only on the boards but in the scoring column, as she had 14 points. Catherine Tinney, the other post player, ended up with 12 points, both leading the way for the McKinleyville Panthers. And in all honesty, was the difference in the game was the boards and the inside presence of those two. Probably the first time this season that the Warriors are in the league play, the Warriors have been dominated on the boards or in the paint in that aspect. So congratulations to the McKinleyville Panthers. McKinleyville Panthers improved to 2-0, 6-6 overall. Warriors will fall to 1-3 in conference play, 6-11 overall. Up next for the Lady Warriors will be the Eureka Loggers Friday night at Tunin Gymnasium. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night as John Pritchett takes the radio crew on the road to J. Wheeler Gymnasium, where the Del Norte boys will take their 3-1 conference record to the test at J. Wheeler Gymnasium to try to stay on top of the Big Five with Arcata. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up for us tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without peer, Sebastian, back in the studio, for my broadcast partner, John Pritchett, for Michael Bryan at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score in freshman action, the Del Norte Warriors defeated the Panthers 54-22. In JV action, the Warriors won 48-41. And in the varsity game, Del Norte falls to the Panthers 46-44. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.